Hi everyone, thank you so much for joining me today on our call. And today's topic is heal your outer critic. And today we're going to explore the fear of being judged, being criticized by others, and also how past experiences have installed this fear, and also how it affects different aspects of your life today. And what I mean by the outer critic, it may not be a term that's very normal, but what I really mean by that is the fear of what others will think of you when you do or say something. So we're talking about the fear of being judged, criticized, ridiculed, and also the fear of what consequences their judgments will have for you. Fear of being judged and criticized can have a huge impact on every aspect of your life. You know, it affects your thoughts, it affects your feelings, your behavior, and therefore what you will or will not manifest. And I find and I feel that so many people are living their lives always on high alert, you know, always on the lookout for danger, so to speak. And fear is really one of the lowest frequencies that we can hold. If you're familiar with the human frequencies chart, you'll probably know what I'm talking about. And if not, you know, remember to look it up on the internet after the call, because it's really interesting to look at. It's very insightful. So, just Google human vibration chart or human frequency chart and you'll be able to find it. And there you will see that peace and joy, for example, are emotions that have a very high frequency. And that fear is at the very bottom of this vibration chart. And knowing that, you know, we, and also think about, you know, you probably know the quote, you know, where attention goes, energy flows. I always say, you know, what we receive is what we transmit. So we really want to heal any stuck energy that keeps us in fear mode, you know, that keeps us in those lower vibrations. Because when we're in a mode of fear, in a state of fear, then that's, you know, a very low vibration. And that's what we'll attract. That's what we'll magnetize. And we have to increase our vibration if we want to magnetize the good things in life and not the bad things. And the best and most permanent way to do that is to clear our gunk, you know, to clear all the debris that we carry, all the negativity, all the stuck old energy. So again, our topic today, the outer critic, as I said, it can have a huge impact on every aspect of your life. It takes away all space. It robs you of all freedom to experiment, to take risks, to make mistakes. And this fear creates kind of a very tight straitjacket that you move through life with. And unconsciously, it's been created to protect you, but it's now also become a harness that leaves no room to move and play. And so many people live in their own prison because they're so frightened of, you know, what other people will think and do. And everything that you do and say when you have that fear of being criticized is measured out, you know, it's contained. And the result is that you're always on high alert, always on the lookout for danger, always in fight, flight, or freeze mode. And this, you know, this being in fight, flight, or freeze puts an enormous and constant strain on your nervous system, on your hormones, and many other important body functions. And we all know what stress does to our bodies, right? It's not very good for us. So with this fear, you're also living on what I call an external compass, you know, always having your antennas out. Not only are you scanning your environment for the danger of criticism and rejection, you're also using them to seek approval from the outside world. So it has a double function there. And that in turn creates patterns as perfectionism, control issues, maybe people pleasing, neediness, because you're constantly busy with doing the very best that you can, you know, adjusting, accommodating, and controlling maybe as well. And that's very, very exhausting, right? You're constantly busy making calculated risks of your behavior. And you may find yourself in analysis paralysis, you know, continuously overthinking everything before you can take action. And this is actually a major cause of procrastination, of putting things off. And it keeps you from moving forward. It makes you feel stuck and it gets you nowhere, right? So let me know if that resonates, if that's, you know, if that resonates with you, if you feel that happening as well in your life in one way or another. So by clearing old beliefs and programming around not being enough, the fear of being rejected, the fear of being ridiculed, you know, you'll take the first steps towards embracing all of you, you know, all parts of you. That's what we're really doing with this work. You know, your of course, your gifts and your talents, but also the shadowy bits, you know, the bits that we don't like so much about ourselves. So we're pulling off the masks that you may have been keeping in place, you know, to keep yourself safe. And instead, you want to show your wonderful, unique self to the world. So this topic of the outer critic involves a lot. And there's often very many aspects and layers to it. So we'll go and clear as much as we can today. I'll do my best to get to as many subtopics around this theme of being criticized today. So I'd like to start with a diagnostic phrase to see where you are at the on the subject of the outer critic, you know, the fear of being judged and being criticized. And the diagnostic phrase is a phrase that we're going to speak out loud and we're going to feel into it. We're going to let our bodies and our energy respond and, you know, to really feel inside your body how true that feels for you. And we're going to rate that on a scale of 0 to 10. You've heard me do it before on the last call, probably. So just give it a number where 0 is not intense at all and 10 is very intense. And know that it's not a judgment. It's not a good or bad, but we're just assessing where you are right now. So what I would like for you to do is to tune in to your body, bring your attention inwards. And think a moment about how your fear of being criticized, of being judged, of being ridiculed, etc. How does that affect your life? How does it affect your relationships, maybe your finances, maybe your health, maybe your work, you know, living your purpose, fulfilling your purpose? How does it hold you back? And how intense, where do you feel that in your body? Where do you feel the charge? And how intense does it feel right now? And the phrase that we're going to use is, I feel safe and free to be authentic and to act and speak from my true essence. So I'll repeat it again and you can repeat it out loud after me and see how you feel. I feel safe and free to be authentic and to act and speak from my true essence. So just notice how you feel, notice any sensations, and give it a number. I feel safe and free to be authentic and to act and speak from my true essence. And you can type your number in the chat if you want. And again, there's no right or wrong. We're not judging anyone here. That would be very strange if we would be judging each other on this call, right? So every number is good. We're just assessing. So I see a couple of 8s coming in, a 9. So that's pretty intense. Okay, so we're assessing the phrase, how true is the phrase for you? I feel safe and free to be authentic and to act and speak from my true essence. And 0 is not true at all, and a 10 is yes, 100% true in every cell and every fiber of my being. Okay, I see some sixes, sevens, a five, six, five, seven. I may have been a bit confusing about the number. So what we're looking for is how true does this sentence feel right now? Okay, so let's do a bit of grounding and connecting before we dive into the clearings. I've got a lot of clearings, a lot of areas and themes I want to explore with you today. So bring your attention inwards if you hadn't done so yet. And bring your attention right behind your eyes, where you'll find that neutral place, where your thoughts slow down, your worries non-existent. And let's take a nice deep breath in through the nose and exhale, letting go of any stress, any worry, any tension. And again, take a nice deep breath in and letting go of anything that's still on your mind, that's still occupying your thoughts. And drop your awareness down into your heart, into your solar plexus, your belly, your hips, into your legs. And feeling the soles of your feet on the floor, the weight of your body on the chair, whatever you're sitting on, or maybe lying down on. And now bring your attention all the way to the base of your spine and imagine a grounding cord drop all the way down into the earth, all the way from your tailbone into the center of Mother Earth. And your grounding cord may look like an actual cord. Maybe it's like roots of a tree, maybe a beam of light. And however it shows up for you, let it go down through all the layers of the earth until it reaches the very heart of the earth. And you may want to wrap your cord around the core of Mother Earth, around the heart of Mother Earth, so that it feels very much in place, very strong, very connected. And feel the energy, the connection to the supporting, nurturing, and restorative energy, the love of Gaia, always supporting you in manifesting your dreams. And now imagine drawing that beautiful energy right back up through your feet, your legs, and also up through your grounding cord into your root, your sacral, your solar plexus, your heart, and all the way to the crown of your head. Let it spill over and out into your energy field. And from there, bring your attention way up above your head, where you can see, sense, or feel the energy, the love, and the light we're all connected to, connecting with divine source energy. Maybe it shows up in colors, maybe a bright, pearly, iridescent white light or a golden light. And maybe you can sense the loving energy of divine source in a different way. You know, however it shows up for you, everyone senses energy differently. And invite that divine energy to come down into your auric field and through your crown chakra. And let it fill every cell, molecule, and atom of your body with light and pure unconditional love, all the way down to the tips of your toes, and letting it cleanse your body, your energy field with, you know, of any heaviness, of any negativity, and any energy that is not yours. Let it flow into the earth, where Mother Earth will recycle it for you in the highest and best way. And now let's take a moment to connect to our highest self, your true self, the version of you without the wounding, without the karmic imprints, the brightest light that you can be, your highest potential. Maybe you can feel your highest self in your heart. Maybe it's somewhere above your head. Or maybe it's like a comfortable chair you can lean back into. And also, if you want to call in your teachers, angels, guides, spirit animals of the purest love and light, feel free to do so. And ask your team to guide you, to show you what needs healing today, and to guide you towards a life filled with joy, with health, abundance, and fulfillment, and love. And let's take another nice deep breath. And out. Beautiful. So slowly, slowly come back into the present. You may keep your eyes closed or open for the clearing. See what feels right for you. So the first part of the clearings, I want to go into the fear of being criticized by others and the wounding of actually having been criticized a lot. So let's start. Take a nice full breath. Focus on your heart center and have the intention to send warm, loving heart energy to all parts of you. And then repeat after me out loud. I'm so sorry you could never do anything right in their eyes. I'm so sorry you couldn't be who they wanted you to be. I'm so sorry, no matter how hard you tried, you couldn't satisfy them. I'm so sorry they put so much pressure on you. I'm so sorry they expected so much of you. I'm so sorry they wanted you to live their unlived dreams. I'm so sorry they projected their insecurities onto you. I'm so sorry they projected their resentment and dissatisfaction onto you. I'm so sorry they projected their sense of failure onto you. I'm so sorry they projected their wounding onto you. I'm so sorry they made you feel shameful about who you are. I'm so sorry they accidentally damaged your self-worth. I'm so sorry they wanted a better life for you, but went about it the wrong way. I'm so sorry their critical voice has now become your critical voice. I'm so sorry. You now criticize yourself before anyone else can. I'm so sorry. You'd rather hurt yourself than be hurt by others. I'm so sorry. You're trying to soften the blow, but judging yourself is even more painful. Okay, nice deep breath. See how you feel. And I just want to remind you that when we say you, we're actually speaking to those aspects of ourselves that are holding pain, trauma, old emotions and experiences. And by giving these parts loving compassion from the perspective of a higher version of ourselves, the stuck energy can be released. And also when we say they, We intentionally don't specify anything in particular, like so we don't say he or she or whomever, as we want to include everyone that may have been part of our painful experiences, you know, across all time, space, and dimensions. And for you, it's important to just, you know, trust that that your highest self and that source knows exactly where the healing is needed. So I wanted to remind everyone of that, just in case you hadn't heard the previous call or, you know, haven't heard me explain about that before. But that's why we say you and them. All right, so let's do some more phrases. Again, nice deep breath. Imagine sending all parts of you lots of love from your heart and solar plexus. I'm so sorry they told you you were ugly. I'm so sorry they told you you were lazy. I'm so sorry they told you you were too serious. I'm so sorry they told you you were stupid. I'm so sorry they told you you were strange. I'm so sorry they were always looking for and pointing out your flaws. I'm so sorry you couldn't meet their expectations and you felt like a failure. I'm so sorry you did everything wrong in their eyes. I'm so sorry you didn't have the right partner, the right job, or the right weight. I'm so sorry their standards were too high and impossible for you to meet. I'm so sorry you didn't measure up and they punished you. I'm so sorry you made the wrong choices in their eyes. I'm so sorry you could not be perfect enough for them. I'm so sorry. They could only love you when you were perfect. I'm so sorry they abandoned you because you weren't perfect. I'm so sorry you were too much for them. I'm so sorry you were too sensitive. I'm so sorry they wanted you to live your life as they do and couldn't have your own. I'm so sorry they wanted you to take care of them. I'm so sorry they wanted you to suffer, not to have joy. I'm so sorry your wants and needs didn't matter. You always had to please them. Okay, again, take a nice deep breath. And let me know how you're doing. Anything that resonated, anything that came up for you. And I also want to explain why, you know, some of these phrases may sound kind of harsh or kind of direct. We do this because our wounded parts may have experienced it that way. And we want to meet that part of inside of us, you know, that little boy, that little girl, or that, you know, version of us in a previous life, for example. We want to meet them where they are. We want to acknowledge that hurt, that pain. And it's, you know, that pain and that hurt is not subtle either. So we want to, you know, really acknowledge that same feeling. That's, you know, and that's how the healing can happen. That's where the healing can happen. Yeah. So, yes, my mother called me stupid. It's really resonated. Yeah, remembering many things from childhood. Phrases are resonating. Yeah, so memories may come up, right? Yeah. Okay, just stay compassionate with yourself. Yeah. Okay, let's dive a little bit further into perfectionism, high standards, not allowing yourselves to make any mistakes. And, you know, perfectionism often becomes a way of life because of our fears. And perfectionism, I find, is a way that we deal with those deeper fears. You know, it's the need to be approved and loved by others. Somewhere, you know, we may have created the belief that we're only lovable if we show them a sort of a superhuman version of ourselves. And it's to sort of cover up that fear of not being enough, you know, not being lovable, not measuring up, not being okay. And yeah, so we'll be looking at the super high standards that you may have created for yourself, you know, in order not to be criticized. Maybe not allowing yourself to make any mistakes, you know, not being allowed to fail or else, needing approval from others. So let's do some work on that. So again, nice deep breath, everyone. And imagine sending lots of love and compassion to all parts of you, and repeat after me out loud. I'm so sorry you had to become a superhuman in order to be loved. I'm so sorry they wouldn't love you with all your flaws. I'm so sorry you had to hide your flaws at all costs. I'm so sorry you had to hide behind a mask of perfectionism. I'm so sorry you set impossibly high standards for yourself so you could only fail. I'm so sorry you couldn't risk making any mistakes. I'm so sorry you considered yourself a failure after just one little mistake. I'm so sorry you felt incompetent. I'm so sorry you were terrified of what would happen if you did it wrong again. I'm so sorry you put so much pressure on yourself to perform. I'm so sorry it was easier to do nothing than to risk making a mistake. I'm so sorry you disappointed yourself. I'm so sorry you disappointed others. I'm so sorry you strived to create the best possible version of yourself and became a robot. I'm so sorry you thought they would love you then, but they still didn't. I'm so sorry you couldn't be perfect for them. I'm so sorry they judged and criticized you anyway. I'm so sorry they made you feel less than. I'm so sorry you exhausted yourself trying to make them love you. I'm so sorry you failed and it was all your fault. I'm so sorry you could never forgive yourself. I'm so sorry you're sad and defeated. So again, take a nice deep breath. You know, and sometimes these really seemingly small incidents can have a huge impact, right? I remember when I was a little girl, I had heard a great joke at school and I was really excited to tell it when I came home, right? And this joke was about poop. And you know, at that age when those things can be so fascinating, right? And so I was really excited to tell the joke at the dinner table. And I remember my family not laughing because of my joke, but laughing at me. And I felt really, you know, I felt so ridiculed and I felt so ashamed. You know, while I was just being funny, spontaneous, and, you know, just being a little girl, you know, and it I know it wasn't their intention to hurt me. And I know they didn't mean any harm, but nonetheless, it felt very painful, right? So, you know, I felt really ridiculed because they were not laughing at the joke, but they were more laughing at me for coming up with such a ridiculous joke. And they would throw that poop joke in my face for many years after. And even now, sometimes when we pull up memories, you know, from our childhood, it's still being rubbed in. And so that's one experience that really caused me to be on guard. You know, the pain of being ridiculed like that made me extremely cautious about what I would show of myself and what I would and wouldn't say. You know, always first calculating the risk before I opened my mouth. And, you know, that's just one incident, of course, and there have probably been many others, but the thing is, you know, needless to say, telling jokes became one of my least favorite things to do after that, you know, or actually speaking up in general, you know, showing my spontaneity or being funny. And this fear of being criticized has been one of the major, you know, if not the biggest block that has helped me back in many areas of my life, you know, in romantic relationships, with friends. And it has also been a big obstacle in my work and my business. Because the fear of not doing things right in the eyes of others and the criticism that would come along with it was really, really paralyzing. So, you know, so these little incidents can have a major impact on how we look at the world, you know, and if we feel safe to express ourselves and to be ourselves, right? To be authentic and to be spontaneous and to speak our minds, to speak our truth. So, yeah, you can probably resonate, you know, it's probably a different story, but same, you know, same theme, same pain, same hurt, same, you know, same survival mechanisms developed from that. You know, so how, you know, what are your stories, you know, and how do they show up in your life now? We all have them. We all have them. Yeah. So okay, so let's dive into the next set of phrases that I want to do around what I call family loyalty. You know, you're supposed to do as they do, you know, being, you know, the way they do things, maybe the expectations there may be in the family. And I sometimes call it having to stay within the boundaries of your family garden. You know, there's this garden around the family house, it's fenced off, and, you know, we're supposed to stay within that garden, you know, behind the fence, and not allowing ourselves to live our own lives outside the fence and do things our own way. And because when we do that, immediately there's that loyalty and that guilt pulling us back inside the garden, right? So let's do a little bit about that. Okay, again, a nice deep breath. Focus on your heart center and your solar plexus and imagine sending lots of compassion to all parts of you. I'm so sorry you had to be loyal to them no matter what. I'm so sorry you couldn't break the unspoken family vows and rules. I'm so sorry. You had to do as they did, or you would be excluded. I'm so sorry they banned and ostracized you and were never spoken of again. I'm so sorry you couldn't be more or have more than them. I'm so sorry you couldn't outshine them. I'm so sorry when you step out of the family garden, bad things will happen again. I'm so sorry bad things did happen before, and you got punished for them. I'm so sorry you vowed to never let that happen again. I'm so sorry you still carry the guilt of that. I'm so sorry you couldn't forgive yourself for your inobedience. I'm so sorry you didn't deserve to be loved after that. Okay. So let's take a moment to check in with our phrase again. So I will say the phrase out loud and you can repeat again and just check in your body and see what the number is now, where zero is not true at all and 10 is 100% true in every cell and fiber of your body. And again, it's just an assessment. We're not judging anything. I feel safe and free to be authentic and to act and speak from my true essence. I feel safe and free to be authentic and to act and speak from my true essence. So let's see how it feels now. Maybe you notice sensations when you speak the phrase out loud. Maybe there's emotions coming up. See a 70. three to four. From 2 to 4. Good. Yeah, so it's nice if the number goes up. It also happens sometimes that the number first goes down as we're awakening all these parts in us, but eventually the number should go back up. 5 to 6. Awesome. Okay. So, yeah, sorry, I was a bit confusing before. I'm sorry for that. So we're now looking for how true the statement feels to you. Not in your mind, not rationally, but in your body. Let your body speak to you and see if it's going up or not. So the next part I want to go into is the danger that we may feel around us, and also the need of approval. So that's what I talked about earlier, is our external compass. And there's a bit of a contradiction in this, because on the one hand, you may be craving other people's approval and reassurance. And on the other hand, you know, especially if you consider yourself a perfectionist, you also may have the feeling that you're being judged. So you're super sensitive to being criticized, and you make that personal. And it may also, you know, this usually makes us very defensive, right? It makes us feel very much on guard. And that causes you to be in a constant state of alertness. And all the stress and all the anxiousness and all the feeling of overwhelm that comes along with that. So I hope that's clear, you know, that contradiction, that paradox in this, that, you know, with our antenna, having our antennas out, we're on the lookout for danger on the one hand, and on the other hand, we're seeking approval, right? So it's a bit of a paradox here. But the thing about this is also that mostly the only one judging you is you. And the fear of others judging you is, you know, is most often just that. It's just a fear that this might happen. So we're filling in. We're filling in for other people, for what they may think about us, what they may say about us. And thereby we're creating our own reality. So it's a very sneaky kind of thing. So let's do some phrases around that. So again, nice deep breath. Send lots of love and compassion to all parts of you and repeat after me. I'm so sorry, it's so dangerous out there. I'm so sorry, you need to scan your environment for danger 24/7. I'm so sorry, the world is such a dangerous place. I'm so sorry, it's not safe to let your guard down. I'm so sorry, it's exhausting. I'm so sorry, you continually doubt yourself and need their approval always. I'm so sorry that you can't trust that you can be self-sufficient emotionally, intellectually, and financially. Now let me repeat that one, it was a bit long. I'm so sorry you don't trust that you can be self-sufficient emotionally, intellectually, and financially. I'm so sorry you had to find love and approval outside of yourself. I'm so sorry you always wondered if you were enough. I'm so sorry you always worried if you're nice, smart, and competent enough. I'm so sorry you based your self-worth on the external. I'm so sorry you couldn't rely on your internal compass. I'm so sorry when you trusted it before, you got hurt. I'm so sorry there's always critical and judging eyes on you. I'm so sorry They attacked you when you least expected it. I'm so sorry, their criticism was so painful. I'm so sorry you believe that they were right. I'm so sorry you were so super sensitive to their criticism. I'm so sorry you soaked it up as a sponge. I'm so sorry you took everything personally and always believed it was your fault. I'm so sorry you didn't realize that others could be at fault too. I'm so sorry you didn't realize that sometimes things just happen and no one is to blame. So again, a nice deep breath. Check in with yourself. How are you doing? What's coming up? How are you feeling? So it's really important, that we develop a healthy sense of self-worth and be able to navigate on our inner compass, you know, our inner GPS, where we can trust ourselves and know that we are worthy and that we're, you know, valuable for who we are and not for what we do or what we don't do. You know, that we'll be able to rely on our heart, on our intuition, on our highest self instead of our frightened ego, you know, and of our fears and our wounded parts. And again, if you want me to include anything that's coming up for you, just write in the chat. I'll try to keep up and include them in the phrases. Kara says, I got so tired during the sessions, but I think that's part of the deep healing. Yes, definitely. Yeah, it can be very tiring. So that's why it's always nice to have some time, you know, after the calls or after sessions or whatever, you know, where you've done deep healing and clearing, that you can, you know, relax a little bit and let your body restore and let the process continue. That was powerful for me, says Leticia. Wonderful. And this set of clearings resonate the most. Wonderful. Being the family scapegoat. Yes. Okay. I'm so sorry you were the family scapegoat. I'm so sorry you were always the one to be blamed for everything. So let's go into how the fear of being judged leads to giving others too much credit, valuing others' opinions too much, because that's one of the ways that we give our power away. You know, putting others on a pedestal, making yourself small, being compliant, being a people pleaser, waiting for approval, waiting to be valued. You know, we all know that, right? We all know that part. Yeah, Julian says they had very super high expectations of me. Yeah, or have still. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I'm so sorry they expect so much from you. I'm so sorry you can never measure up to their high standards. I'm so sorry, it's the perfect recipe for failure. I'm so sorry, you can only disappoint yourself and others. Sinead says, thank you so very, very much for all the explanations, very helpful. You're welcome. Yeah, it's nice to have a bit of context around all these themes, right? It's yeah, it's always helpful to also have some food for the mind. Okay, so let's do another set of phrases. So again, nice deep breath. Send lots of compassion and love to all parts of you and repeat after me out loud. I'm so sorry you can't rely on your own inner wisdom. I'm so sorry you need to wait for approval on everything you do. I'm so sorry you gave your power away. I'm so sorry you let them take it away from you. I'm so sorry you feel exhausted trying to get their approval. I'm so sorry you're looking outside yourself for validation. I'm so sorry you're looking for love in all the wrong places. I'm so sorry you always worry about having said something wrong. I'm so sorry you endlessly mull over every word you say. I'm so sorry it makes you feel insecure and ashamed. I'm so sorry you embarrass yourself constantly. I'm so sorry you shame and blame yourself for your words and actions. I'm so sorry you've locked yourself in a prison of self-judgment. I'm so sorry you've restricted your fullest expression. I'm so sorry you've reined in your own freedom. Okay, and then I want to also do some phrases on being lenient towards others while being very critical towards yourself. And some of you may find that you're, you know, being very tough on yourself while, you know, cutting others a lot of slack. So that's sometimes, you know, the dynamic that we may be in. At least I've recognized that a lot in my life, you know, when other people say or do something that, you know, wasn't very nice, you know, I'd be okay, you know, no worries. And then when I did something like that, I would, you know, blame myself for ages, right? I'm so sorry you hate yourself for things you let others get away with. I'm so sorry. The standards you created for yourself are much higher than for others. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry you treat your loved ones, family, and friends better than you treat yourself. I'm so sorry. They're allowed to be human, but you have to be superhuman. I'm so sorry you attack and punish yourself more than you realized. I'm so sorry you can see others through Creator's eyes, but not yourself. I'm so sorry you can't criticize others because they'll turn against you. I'm so sorry you'll do anything to keep yourself safe and secure. I'm so sorry that preserving harmony was a matter of life and death. I'm so sorry they turned against you when you were too critical. I'm so sorry it cost you your life. I'm so sorry it was your own fault and you're the one to blame. Okay, there's one more part that's coming up for me that I also want to address. And that is about judging others. You know, we're talking here today about being criticized and judged by other people. But let's also do some clearings around the flip side of this fear of being judged. And that is the tendency to be judgmental towards others. You know, we're often our own worst judge, but we can also be pretty harsh judging others. And you know, you may actually express it, or you may do it covertly, you know, sort of internally. But that's also judgment, right? That's also Yeah, that's also judging and criticizing others. And if, you know, even if we don't express it, it's still there. And then it you know, it turns inside somehow, you know, it starts to do all kinds of sort of nasty stuff in our own bodies. We don't want that, right? Let's do a couple of phrases on that as well. I find sometimes that, you know, there's almost always another side to the coin. And if we only clear one side of the coin, the other stays in place, we can still stay stuck in that pattern. So, you know, we want to address both of them. Okay, again, a nice deep breath. And sending yourself, all parts of you, lots of love and compassion. I'm so sorry you're so critical of others. I'm so sorry they can never do anything right. I'm so sorry they can't do things as perfectly as you can. I'm so sorry you judge them harshly for their mistakes. I'm so sorry your judgment hurt them. I'm so sorry you didn't realize that by judging others, you also hurt yourself. Okay, nice deep breath. See how you feel. I'm reading, if someone still has bad feelings towards others and did not forgive, there might be feelings of revenge. Yes. Yeah. Revenge, resentment, they're all such low vibration emotions, right? If we look at the human frequency chart, they would be somewhere at the bottom as well, along with fear. So thank you for sharing that. Right. So I'm going to open up the lines for a few individual facilitations. So you can raise your hands and let me know that you want to work on some issues. Especially if you haven't been worked on last week, raise your hand so everybody gets a chance. Let's see. Dio Yani, I'm going to ask you to unmute.
Hi.
Hi, dear.
Can you hear me? Hi.
Yeah.
Thanks for picking me.
Sure.
So,
I'd like to work on.
Yeah, I have at work, it's like I feel like I'm the one always bringing up the unpleasant topics, the problems and the issues, and I'm afraid of that. I mean, I don't want to get fired, but I also don't want to cheat. You know, even if cheating only means staying quiet.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, just this week it's come.
So where do you feel this in your body, Diani? If you check in with yourself, where do you feel the charge of all this? Oh, we may have lost her. Are you still there? Devyani, are you still here? I think we've lost her. Okay, we'll come back to you in a minute. I will mute you and let's go to Kara. Let me.
Hi there.
Hi, Kara.
Thanks for giving me the opportunity to speak.
Is it okay if we come back to you in a minute?
Sure.
We lost you, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll mute you. I'll come back to you after Kara. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Kara. Thank you.
It's just, I think it's just in personal relationships for me. Like I'm confident in nearly every other aspect of my life, but I'll pick myself apart. And I think I've seen in relationships that I have been involved in, it's keeping the person's interest. It's exhausting. And then nearly seeing or me perceiving that, they shine wears off, they start to maybe criticize or pick me apart. So I feel kind of diminished or less valued. Maybe I've put a lot of effort in. I'm quite generous. I'm giving, flexible, accommodating. But that's not valued. Or it seemed to be, you're valued less because of these things. And it's exhausting.
Yeah. I can
imagine. Trying so hard all of the time or wondering, just most recently, it's like playing a game of chess.
Yeah.
And trying to figure out the next move or me changing how I am depending on, the mood of the other person or what's going on for them. And I'm just exhausted with that. And I know it's coming from me and how I need to, look at myself.
So do you feel all this in your body, Kara? Where do you feel
it? It always hangs around the solar plexus. Always just below the heart space.
Yeah.
I think it's
intensity now. If you could give it a number between 0 and 10, where 0 is not intense and 10 at its most.
Yeah, it's probably because I would try other like healing things or whatever. So it's probably at the minute about maybe between 6 and 7.
Okay.
And I think it comes from, fear of rejection, fear of abandonment. I try so hard and then I just nearly see it reflected back in my eyes. It's not, it's figure.
Yeah, and I love your self-awareness around that.
Sorry. Thank you. Thanks.
Okay, so take a nice deep breath and everyone else can follow along. Or if you don't want to speak the phrases out loud with us, then you can hold the space for Kara. Okay, so take a nice deep breath. Send lots of love and compassion to all parts of you and repeat after me. I'm so sorry you're more concerned about them than you are about yourself.
I'm so sorry that you're more concerned about them than you are about yourself.
I'm so sorry your generosity is not being valued.
I'm so sorry your generosity is not being valued.
I'm so sorry you cannot buy their love.
I'm so sorry you cannot buy that love.
I'm so sorry you cannot buy their respect.
I'm so sorry you cannot buy their respect.
I'm so sorry, no matter how hard you tried, you lost their respect.
I'm so sorry that no matter how hard you try, you lost their respect.
I'm so sorry. Your relationship feels like a game of chess.
I'm so sorry. Your relationship feels like a game of chess.
I'm so sorry. You never know what the next move is.
I'm so sorry that you never know what the next move is.
I'm so sorry. You always have to be on high alert.
I'm so sorry that you always have to be on high alert.
I'm so sorry that fending off the criticism is so exhausting.
I'm so sorry that fending off the criticism is so exhausting.
I'm so sorry trying to keep the harmony is so exhausting.
I'm so sorry that trying to keep the harmony is so exhausting.
I'm so sorry, by trying to keep the harmony, you gave away your power.
I'm so sorry that by trying to keep the harmony, you gave away your power.
I'm so sorry you don't feel safe to own your power.
I'm so sorry you don't feel safe to own your power.
I'm so sorry when you speak your truth, they will pick you apart.
I'm so sorry that when you speak your truth, they will pick you apart.
I'm so sorry you feel less than.
Sorry, you kind of broke up a wee tiny bit.
Okay. I'm so sorry you feel less than.
I'm so sorry you feel less than.
I'm so sorry you can never measure up to their expectations.
I'm so sorry you can never measure up to their expectations.
I'm so sorry you failed.
So sorry you failed.
I'm so sorry you felt depressed.
I'm so sorry you felt depressed.
I'm so sorry you're sad.
I'm so sorry you're sad.
I'm so sorry you're sad for not being allowed to be your true self.
I'm so sorry that you're sad for not being allowed to be your true self.
Okay, you know how that feels?
Yeah, thank you. I think that's a bit free now, thank you.
Yeah, did it bring some relief?
Yeah, it did, yeah. And it acknowledged some things that it acknowledged some other things that I probably didn't vocalize there. So thank you.
Yeah. What's your number now? New solar plexus, just a.
Yeah, three. I'd say a three. Thank you.
Okay, great. Thank you, Kara.
Thank you.
Thank you for facilitating that for us. And I do want to point out that we're not, even though it may sound like it, we're not blaming anyone here. We're not attacking anyone here. We're just, you know, acknowledging the wounded part inside of Kara and everyone else who is also resonating with this, right? Okay, so let's go back to Dioyani. You can unmute.
Yeah.
You.
Hi,
you're back. We lost you.
Yes, I don't know what happened.
I don't either, but that's okay, you're back.
Yeah,
so you were talking about work.
Yes, it's like, yeah, for me, work is super important. But somehow I always end up offending or like alienating people.
Yeah. So where do you feel that?
It's like my left side of my belly.
Mm-hmm.
but also my lower legs, it's like they're like when you were talking, like when we were doing the clearing before,
mm-hmm.
There was a lot of restlessness in my legs that I wanted to somehow shake something off, but couldn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. What's the intensity, if you could give it a number right now? And maybe there may be different numbers for your belly and your legs.
6 and 7.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, so take a nice deep breath. Imagine sending lots of compassion to all parts of you. I'm so sorry. You always have to be the one to bring up unpleasant issues.
I'm so sorry. You always have to be the one to bring up unpleasant issues.
I'm so sorry you're the only one who's brave enough to be critical.
I'm so sorry you're the only one who's brave enough to be critical.
I'm so sorry it's costing you dearly.
I'm so sorry it's costing you dearly.
Oh. I'm so sorry not speaking up would feel like cheating.
I'm so sorry not speaking up would feel like cheating.
I'm so sorry you're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
I'm so sorry you're stuck between a rock and a hard place.
I'm so sorry you always end up offending others.
I'm so sorry you always end up offending others.
I'm so sorry you couldn't be critical and keep the harmony at the same time.
I'm so sorry you couldn't be critical and keep the harmony at the same time. And then I beat myself up for it.
Yeah.
Like, why can't you keep your mouth shut?
Yeah. I'm so sorry you can't keep your mouth shut.
I'm so sorry I can't keep my mouth shut. I'm so sorry. Say that again.
I'm so sorry you can't keep your mouth shut.
I'm so sorry you can't keep your mouth shut.
I'm so sorry you alienate people by speaking your truth.
I'm so sorry you alienate people by speaking your truth.
I'm so sorry you put your job on the line by speaking your truth.
I'm so sorry you keep your job on the line by speaking your truth. And I'm scared all the time then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm so sorry it's not safe to speak your mind.
I'm so sorry it's not safe to speak up.
I'm so sorry they don't value your intellect and input.
I'm so sorry they don't value your intellect and input.
I'm so sorry they're paying you to keep quiet.
I'm so sorry they're paying you to keep quiet.
I'm so sorry they're paying you to obey their rules.
I'm so sorry they're paying you to obey their rules.
I'm so sorry you feel torn. Into.
I'm so sorry you feel torn too.
I'm so sorry you're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
I'm so sorry if you're damned if you do and damned if you don't.
I'm so sorry. You're frustrated and sad.
I'm so sorry you're frustrated and sad.
Can I see anything?
That.
Sorry?
Yes, that felt.
Sad?
That yes, but also relieved somehow.
Yeah, I feel that there's been some energy released here, and there may be still a little bit of residue still, and see if it ebbs away. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm so sorry, so sad not to be able to be your true self.
I'm so sorry, so sad not to be able to be your true self.
I'm so sorry, so sad not to be seen and heard for who you really are.
I'm so sorry. So sad not to be able to be seen and heard as you truly are.
I'm so sorry they find you a nuisance.
I'm so sorry they find you a nuisance.
I'm so sorry they'll fire you.
I'm so sorry they'll fire you.
How's it now?
Better.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, the Yuyani.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for facilitating that for all of us. All right. So we're at 5:30. I want to check our phrase one more time before we wrap up. So everybody, if you want to follow along, you can tune back into your body and repeat the phrase after me and see how you feel now. I feel safe and free to be authentic and to act and speak from my true essence. So again, notice your body. Your body's reaction to this. See what the number is now on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is not true at all and 10 is true in every cell and fiber of your body. I feel safe and free to be authentic and to act and speak from my true essence. So I'd love to hear where you are now without right or wrong. An 8, nice. Yay, a 10. Awesome. Nine. Wonderful. And 8. Ah, these numbers are wonderful. 5, 6. That's also good. 9, 8. You know, we're not in school where we need to have perfect A's. You know, wherever you are is good for now, is you know, is where you are right now. It's perfectly right. And see if it still changes after the call, as things are may still be shifting for you. 6. Thank you so much for letting me know. Okay, so as we're moving towards closure here, let me ask Source Creator to fill you up with love and light. So take a moment to close your eyes. Take a nice deep breath in and out, and turn your attention inwards, feeling your feet on the floor. Source of all that is, it is commanded to cleanse everyone's body, chakras, and energy field, to release anything that's left and is ready to be let go of right now. And to fill every cell, molecule, and atom of everyone's bodies with light and pure unconditional love. Thank you. It is done. It is done. It is done. And so it is. Now witness this process happening. Let's also take a moment to thank our highest selves, maybe our guide team, for guiding and supporting us today. And whenever that feels complete, you can open your eyes, slowly come back. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. It was wonderful to have you here on the call, either live or on the replay later on. Have a great week. Keep witnessing any changes, any shifts, big or small. Try to stay curious, try to stay observant. And maybe you want to journal what's happening. That's really helpful to do. Also to train yourself in being observant, even for the subtle changes. Thank you so much, everyone. Have a great rest of your day or evening, and see you again soon.